Hi, welcome to Aggressive Couch Podcast, episode number one. I'm Ron.
I'm Dave.
And basically, we're just doing this because we're going to talk about shit that we want to talk about. So if you're interested, you're interested. And if not, I guess.
All right.
Thanks for the follow-up, Dave.
I'm on top of this today.
All right, well, I guess we'll get started. Where are we coming from? Pennsylvania?
Yeah, we're coming from my living room.
Yeah. The beautiful Loganville Studios.
Yeah. Well, remember that, you know, this is just a front. I actually live in an underground lab under the house.
Somehow I believe that.
I'm telling you it's true.
Well, I guess we'll get started. We have a couple things we're going to go talk about today. The first thing is going to be like 80s nostalgia, because I'm kind of sick of it already, because I lived through the 80s and blah, 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 but I'm just sick of hearing about it. Mm-hmm. I don't know. What's your opinion on it?
It would be really great if somebody from the 80s, like a film director, had just died. Well, I mean, that would be so great. You have something to talk about right off the start.
I get John Hughes jokes.
All right. Nobody else does.
But you know what I mean. It's just everything is like rehashed now.
Well, the thing is, it's because people like us have money, so they're targeting us.
They are the Hitlers of targeting.
Yeah, it's... I mean, this is what always happens. When people like us, you know, we've got decent jobs now, we've got a little bit of money, so now we can go back and start buying all the Transformers and stuff that we wanted as a kid, couldn't afford.
Yeah. Well, I did see Transformers, too. It would have been alright if you would have cut about an hour out of the movie. It was a good movie.
Yeah.
But it was just too much. But, I mean, they recently retried to do Knight Rider, which was... I mean, the first show wasn't that good. I mean, why would you try and duplicate it?
Yeah.
Except now it was a Mustang instead of a Pontiac.
Yeah.
Then they went... Bionic Woman was one. It was horrible.
I'm waiting for the Shirt Tales. Live-action Shirt Tales.
Give it enough time.
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, you could get Paris Hilton. I mean, she'd be great as Bogey.
I don't even remember that show.
Oh, Christ. Oh, you're missing out on so much. I mean, a whole TV show based on a Hallmark card.
Oh, my God. That's horrible. Well, someone recently bought the rights to Asteroids.
Yeah. Well, I mean, something like that. It's basically just a name. You could write any space opera thing and then just put the Asteroids name on it.
Well, there's a Monopoly movie being made, too.
Yeah. Again, even there, I could sort of understand Monopoly. Yeah.
Of course, that's not really 80s, but then there's Candyland coming out.
Now, that's starting to push it.
And then there's there was another one, if I would have brought my notes.
Oh, on Robot Chicken, they did Hungry Hungry Hippos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's funny is that show actually did that bit, and now, a couple of years later, that stuff's coming true.
Mm-hmm.
TV is telling the future.
Yeah. Well, that's the same thing. Whenever you watch the news, they're telling you the future. It's just that it's the future from yesterday.
Yeah. There is a movie coming out, if you remember that book, The Fantastic Mr. Fox.
No.
It's a children's book, and there's a movie that's coming out, and it's actually, like, stop-motion animation instead of CG crap.
Huh. Well, it might be worth watching.
It's interesting. The trailer for it's interesting. And there's that other book, Where the Wild Things Are, which is coming out, that actually looks pretty decent. It's not all CG either.
Hmm.
But, you know...
CG... It's a mixed bag, CG.
Yeah. Some is good, and some is really bad. You want to see really bad, check out Wolverine, the movie.
Or Star Wars. The first three.
Oh my god, that was horrible. I mean, they would talk to people, and he's looking here, and the character is up here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they should have did more with Muppets.
Yeah. That's Jim Henson's son now.
Yeah.
But Disney owns them, so you know they're fucked.
Mm-hmm.
There, I can't remember now. There is another movie they're trying to... Is it, the karate guy from Hanna-Barbera. If you remember the karate dog.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to be a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, that's not the 80s either. Maybe we should call this the 60s cartoons.
That was 70s.
Whatever, same difference.
Yeah, what was... I never watched that thing that had those horrible rubber-suited monsters.
Oh, Land of the Lost?
No, the other one. The, Banana Splits.
Banana Splits. I don't remember that one.
Oh, it was actually before my time, I think.
I remember somewhat Land of the Lost, but I never liked that show.
No, I don't really remember it, but I didn't like it either.
I just remember the fake dinosaurs. Of course, they made a movie out of that, but...
Yeah.
Maybe if you went stoned and on shrooms and drunk, it'd be a good movie.
Yeah, GP, good pot.
Yeah. Yeah, really. Well, I guess we can cover more 80s if we really want to.
Like what, 80s music coming back? Has there been 80s music coming back?
Sort of. Well,
I think that was actually a few years ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, how do you mean the 80s music?
Well, I mean 80s music.
Oh, just being into it. You know what's really made a comeback is fucking hair metal.
Yeah.
Except now everyone's got haircuts.
Yeah, that's and the thing that really gets me is all these country bands that claim to be rock bands.
Yeah, well, you know, country, they might as well just call it the shitting wasteland, because if you can't make a decent pop album or cut it anywhere else, you just make a country album and people seem to embrace it.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure if that's saying something about people that like country music or not. Not that I'm implying that they're idiots, but you never know.
It's not that you're not implying it either.
But come on, if you're going to buy a Jessica Simpson album, what's wrong with you?
Yeah. I mean, was she actually selling country albums?
Yes, she recorded a country album.
Yeah, but did it sell?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
It sold okay, so. Well, yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to say it's going to sold millions, but it's probably at least sold, pushed a million.
Mm-hmm.
So that's horrible. At least the cat's in her rating now.
Yeah.
Well, I know, going back to the 80s, there is a Smurfs movie being made.
Yeah.
That was kind of obvious, though.
Well, the original Smurfs were Danish, and it's not like the Smurfs ever had an edge to begin with, but they were a lot less lame. They were still pretty lame. But, I mean, they never had a civil war on American television. All right, okay, nobody got killed, but still, they were fighting each other. Because it was, like, half the Smurfs said they used the word Smurf for nouns. The other half of the village used the word Smurf for verbs. And they went to war with each other.
I never liked the Smurfs. They got on my nerves.
Well, neither did I, but... That actually sounds sort of interesting.
Yeah. Well, I like to see Gargamel win occasionally.
Mm-hmm.
Asriel. You know, well, you think if they make the movie, they could at least make a couple, you know, like they do in regular action movies where they have the characters that you know are going to get killed off, make a couple of Smurfs like that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there are supposed to be 100 Smurfs, and they only ever named about 10 of them.
Yeah. What are the rest doing?
They should have had red shirts. That's how you can tell.
But, you know, if that's successful, that means that's going to make a Gummy Bears movie.
Well, that would almost be worth watching, I don't know.
And for some reason, I can even remember that fucking theme song.
Yeah, well, it wasn't a bad theme song. They did make a Garfield movie, but he was popular as a strip. And the movie...
They made two Garfield movies.
Yeah, that's right. I never watched either one of them, that should tell you something.
Well, they're great if you're 5 years old.
Actually, I like the strip, and I've watched some of the show.
Yeah.
But I mean, the show had its moments. Yeah. Just TiVo it and fast-forward through about 80% of it.
Yeah.
And then every once in a while, there'd be one that was really great.
Well, I understand why Bill Murray did that. I mean, a paycheck's a paycheck.
Well, you know, on the real Ghostbusters, they had Lorenzo Music did his character, and now he did the voice of Garfield. Which yeah. was Lorenzo Music, because he was dead. Otherwise, they probably just would have gotten.
I did not know that.
Yeah. That's interesting. So they ripped each other off a lot, I think.
Like, going back to the music, yeah, I would say music's here, I guess. I don't know. I mean, music is so horrible right now to begin with.
Well, yeah, auto-tune.
Yes.
I mean, I wouldn't really mind auto-tune if it wasn't so obvious.
Yeah.
But everything that's auto-tuned, it's like, oh, this was auto-tuned. It's like, Jesus. If it actually sounded like someone singing instead of a fucking robot, I'd probably listen to it and wouldn't think it was a problem.
Yeah. And almost, it's like that Simpsons episode where Bart and Homer become truck drivers, and Homer realizes that there's a device where you don't even have to drive, you just press a button, it's automatic pilot. And they're sitting out in front of the truck driving, like, come out here, it's windy, boy! It's just kind of like that. It's like giving up completely. But even, sampling's been horrible for years now.
Mm-hmm.
There's people sampling songs that have been out a month, and they're sampling them already.
Yeah.
I still think the greatest idea for a concept album would be to do one song and just sample that song for the rest of the album. That's how many people would buy
it. Just call it remixes.
Yeah.
I think they already do that.
A remix is like that. But even, I think there's only 5 producers working today, because if you hear one song on the radio, then you hear a different song by somebody else. Like, well, that riff is kind of close to the last one.
Mm-hmm.
I guess they're just churning them out now. I don't know. All right, well, I guess that'll end our first segment. Let's move into our second segment, which is Cutting the Cord. Which I'm not sure why we're even talking about this. It seemed like a good idea at the time. And basically, the idea is that, is it even worth having cable or satellite at all?
Well, my statement is that if you think it's actually worth having, and if you just want to watch TV and that's that, it's probably worth paying for.
Yeah. But if you have a newer TV and you can plug your computer right into it, and you have internet, theoretically, as long as the shows are online, you can stream them right to your TV and watch them. Now, it's not going to be the greatest quality. You're going to lose some on quality, but I don't know if it's worth paying for, if they're going to put this stuff online for free.
Yeah, well, the thing is, they probably won't keep it online for free forever.
Yeah.
And then there's other things like FTA dishes, and the fact that you can just get a lot more channels now than you used to be able to get. You can get, you know, CBS, CBS 2, CBS 3... there's even 2 PBS stations from 33, you know. Yeah. Even though it's mostly the stuff on the second channel, stuff you wouldn't watch anyway. But at least you got a choice.
Don't you think almost, too, that there's almost too much choice now?
There's too many
options. Because really, I mean, if you go through, because we both have DirecTV, and you go through your channel listing.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's spoiled for choice is what it is.
Yeah. Comedy Central... It has 2 channels. I mean, Comedy Central, then there's Fox News, which is a subdivision of Comedy Central.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I mean, the Travel Channel is probably the worst channel out there.
Yeah. For about 6 months, they were showing great stuff.
Yeah. Now, I have to admit, we caught ourselves watching some Travel Channel shows a couple weeks ago. It was like extreme food or something, where they would go to these restaurants where they would serve, like, you could eat. It was,
big game animal.
No, it was like a 5-pound burger and a 10-pound burger and a 15-pound burger.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a restaurant out in Arizona where you could eat like a 2-pound burger, and their salad bar wasn't a salad bar, it was just french fries. So it was all you could eat, french fries. And it would go through like 350 pounds of french fries a day.
Yeah.
It was insane. And there was a plate, Ben and Jerry's would have this ice cream thing you could buy. It's like a couple gallons of ice cream you could eat. But that's, I don't know if it's worth it. I just hate paying for it, basically.
Yeah. Well, considering that, you know, they're getting a lot of the programming either for free or at really low cost.
Yeah.
And if you have your own dish, you can pick up a lot of stuff for free.
Like the hotel, well, you can't do that because that's all digital now.
Buy a digital box. It's not scrambled.
I know. When my dad, we had that old satellite. You had to watch. Now, this is back in the 80s, but you'd pick up these channels from hotels.
Yeah.
But that was...
You can get, like, the Ford Dealers Network.
But that was before, you know, the hotels were all digital, and you didn't really have a choice. They would just rerun the same movie, or the same three movies for a month.
Yeah.
So if you really wanted, you could watch Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom, like, 18 times a day if you wanted.
Mm-hmm.
But it was funny, because you had to get out there and you had to adjust the satellite. I always remember being mad because I was always hoping that you'd turn it and it gets some kind of like weird alien thing or see something that you're not supposed to pick up. And like, oh my god, they're broadcasting this. This is great.
Yeah, you can pick up live feeds like races and fights and things like that.
Yeah.
But a lot of times that's scrambled now.
Yeah. The live feed stuff would be awesome just to hear. Because everything's supposed to be family friendly now. And I still love when you watch football because you still hear people go, "Motherfucker!" And then it's cut off quick. And that just makes me mad because they do that and they're trying to, like, this is a family entertainment. It's like, fuck you. It's
people breaking their legs for fun. I mean, come on.
I know. And people getting their backs broken. And it's just bullshit. But, you know, you don't even want to get me started on what people think is good for families. It just makes me mad.
Yeah, lots and lots of violence, but no sex.
Yeah. I know. I don't get that. But I pay for HBO because I like watching movies.
Mm-hmm.
And there's original programming they do, and I like because it's the only network where you can watch shows and people actually curse and there's nudity and, like, mm-hmm. It should be on regular TV.
Yeah.
But it's funny. The funny thing about HBO Family is that, and rating systems in general, you can watch a movie now on HBO Family. It came out in 85, and it's funny because it has nudity in it and everything.
Yeah.
And it's not cut out, so it's like, HBO Family, home of tits. That should be their slogan, I think.
Yeah. Well, remember, if it weren't for sex, most kids wouldn't be here.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I guess we'll leave that segment alone then. I guess we'll end it.
Yeah, we'll bury that one.
Yeah. All right, the next thing we're going to move on to is digital downloads. Basically, music, video games, movies, everything. Everybody wants you to download now.
Yeah.
Instead of having a physical copy. I don't know, what do you think? Let's say you, sir.
I don't know, about what?
I don't know, digital downloads.
Yeah, I download stuff.
Well, I mean, what?
As opposed to what?
Just actually going out and buying it, if you would just buy it online, if that would be your number one choice, instead of actually having a physical copy.
Usually I like having a physical copy because I forget to back up my hard drive.
Yeah.
And that's solely the reason why I'm willing to pay a couple extra bucks to buy, like, Cinematic Titanic on DVD.
Yeah.
Instead of just downloading it, because, I mean, sure, I could download it and then burn it to a DVD and then I have it, but
yeah,
I seem to take better care of something when I've actually paid for the physical unit, and that's the rub for me.
Yeah. What about, is that the same then with MP3s then? I think I like MP3s, they're nice and everything, but what I don't like about it is that the quality's still not quite there.
Yeah.
It's great for space.
Even when I buy my, I buy CDs and make my own MP3s typically, and even then, even stuff that I don't particularly like, I'm usually doing it at least 192.
Yeah.
And I'm usually setting that as the minimum quality.
Yeah.
I'm setting the maximum quality at 320 always.
Yeah.
And the reason why I set it at 320 is because it won't go any higher. It's there you go.
Well, the other thing about MP3s too, I think it kind of makes music disposable.
Yeah. But I think, you know, there's no going back there.
Oh, no, there's not. But I think it's a lot easier just to throw away songs now,
mm-hmm.
or music. And I've
Well, listening to the stuff that's on the radio now, I can understand why.
Yeah. Well, I know. If you listen to something that was on the radio 5 years ago, it's just horrible.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, my God.
I mean, I try to listen to new music. I have to make some other friends, people actually listen to new music.
Yeah.
I mean, are your kids into half-decent stuff?
Well, yeah, my kids get a dose of everything.
Yeah.
Because You know, that's...
You don't just force them to listen to the new Bomb Turks over and over.
No, no.
Okay.
No, because they like stuff on the radio. And I like stuff on the radio occasionally. But I don't get into it too much because it's just so overprogrammed and overthought.
Yeah.
You know, radio...
And Kid Rock.
Yeah. But, you know, we... You know, I try and show them that there's more out there than just what's on the radio, which there is.
Yeah.
Because
the thing is, how do you discover great bands? I mean, unless they play it on VH1 Classics or something, I'm not going to see it. And
yeah.
They generally don't play new music on VH1 Classics.
Yeah. Now it's tough. You either got to search online, and that's daunting, too. Because
even then, a lot of times you go to, like, you know, some punk website, and it's just got, like, 150 bands. Where do you start?
Yeah, you can't. You got to find stuff you like.
Yeah, and you have to know what you like. There should be just, like, a program or something, you know. Okay, punk rock, yes. Do you like, you know, sort of like hardcore, or just like straight punk rock? Straight punk rock. Do you like the Cookie Monster vocals or shouting? No, I like people kind of monotone, actually.
Yeah.
And then it would kind of, you know, match me up with potential bands.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, yeah, when you go on a site and look for bands, it's tough. I mean, I find some stuff on the satellite channels.
Yeah.
And that's kind of tough, too, because that's over-programmed.
Yeah, I like the old stuff we got before XM and Sirius.
Yeah.
The old... I think they're still out there. I think you can get them for free if you have an FT8 dish.
Yeah. But there are some bands out there that... I mean, I found one band that's... They're from Nova Scotia, Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And they're actually... They're pretty... They're called Winter Sleep. I haven't picked up their album yet, but...
Yeah, The Exploding Hearts was the last good band I liked.
Yeah.
And they died in 2004. Literally.
Well, when it comes to the music for my kids, I mean, my oldest, he listens... I mean, I filled up his iPod with all sorts of different stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's got, like, Ramones on there, and... he's got The Damned on there, then he has, like, modern stuff that's on there. So he gets a little bit of everything, and he really likes the Ramones.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a 12-year-old wouldn't. Of course, I still like the Ramones, too, but, I mean, he likes...
Yeah, I love them. It's just, you know, they're not putting out any new albums for some reason. And I've listened to the old ones to death, so...
What's funny is that his grandmother gave him the new Metallica album.
Yeah.
And he listened to it, and he's like, this is bad. Then he listened to some older Metallica. He's like, this is pretty good.
Yeah.
So that's at least...
Which Metallica, older Metallica, are you talking about?
Is it like Ride the Lightning?
Yeah, that would be pretty good.
Yeah.
Probably Master of Puppets was the one that I liked.
But it's funny that he picked up one. I was like, that's not very good. And I heard part of that album, and I agree that... I was never a real big Metallica fan,
mm-hmm.
but I agree. I read somewhere that they thought the album was pretty decent, but they said, like, at the end of the songs, it always seemed like you would see them in the studio going, yeah, we still got it. And that's what kind of the songs sound like when you hear them on the radio. After the songs end, you could see them going, yeah, we still got it, man. But one of about the digital downloads. See, I actually brought reference material.
Wow. I forgot to do that at lunch today.
But I found this one article online. It's called Apple Working with Record Labels to Resurrect the Album. And it just goes on to say that they're going to start moving into more of albums to get people to buy whole albums instead of singles. And it goes back and forth kind of, you know, when you physically buy the album, you have the album cover and all of that. So mm-hmm. Now what they're going to try and do is start putting PDFs together.
Yeah.
So when you download, so you have album artwork and crap like that in a PDF. I guess which is fine until your hard drives crash.
Yeah. And well, the idea is you're supposed to make a CD.
Yeah.
Actually burn it yourself and then print it out. But who even has printers anymore?
Yeah, I know. It's just
I mean, I have a printer, and the cartridge died, and I never replaced it, because I never used it.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't. It's still got ink in it. It just dried out.
Then, going on with that, I don't need that anymore. I found this other article online. It was on, I found somewhere on Yahoo, I think. It's by this dude, Ben Silverman. And it was about five reasons why, you know, be against digital downloads or what won't work for it. And his first reason, which makes sense, is questionable resale value. That when you buy a game or mm-hmm. something like that, you physically have it, then you can trade it in.
Yeah.
Or trade it with your friends. But then if you download something, you can't do that.
Yeah.
I mean, not easily anyway, especially if you're doing something with Xbox Live.
Yeah.
And things like that. And you can't easily trade. Because, you know, I remember growing up, you'd have your Nintendo cartridges, and you'd, like, trade them with your friends or something like
that. Yeah, well, with your other friends. Never with me.
Well, I never had stuff you liked.
Yeah, and then we'd try to play football games, and I didn't even understand the rules of the game. So
I know. You know, Madden 10's coming out soon. We should play that.
Oh, yeah. I'll try to punt from my own 10-yard line again.
If you thought that was complicated, then it's even more complicated now. But, which I agree with. I mean, you can't...
Even though you don't get much value when you try to trade a game in...
You don't, but it's nice to have that option.
Yeah, you can trade it, though, with friends. That means a lot.
Yeah. And with doing that, too, I was reading an article today on Kotaku. This is the name of the... this is the website. It's the gaming website. And they were listing pricing points for games and stuff that you could download. And you looked at the prices, and everyone... It's cheaper. It was actually cheaper to go out and buy the game.
Yeah.
They're like $10 more.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not talking like brand new games. The one game has been out for a year and a half, BioShock, which is a great game, but they want to sell it you could digitally download it for $30.
Mm-hmm.
But why wouldn't you just go out to a store and buy it for $20 new, or probably used for $15?
Yeah.
So that pisses me off. And the second reason was, I don't know, this is something to do with the Wii. If you have a Wii, it's, I don't know, I guess it's all right, but I hate it. My kids seem to like it, but no, they actually, you know what, I don't think they do, because they don't rarely play it.
Yeah. I mean, they targeted the casual gamer, but the thing is, casual gamers tend to be casual gamers.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's nice to think that the technology... I mean, it's pretty cool that the technology actually works. Because you remember when the Power Glove came out?
Yeah.
And how horrible that was, or some of the stuff they would try to do in the 80s with being interactive.
Oh, and don't forget the little robot that didn't do anything.
What is that, Teddy? Are you talking about the bear, or...?
No, ROB for Nintendo.
Oh, yeah. That piece of crap.
Mm-hmm.
But did you see that article on Cracked about the seven gaming systems you never heard of or something?
No, but I think I did see it, but they didn't tell me anything I didn't know.
Yeah. Well, I went through that because it's good seeing some of that stuff again.
Yeah, go to old computers. They got, like thousands of these old gaming systems.
Yeah.
And, you know, like 80 or 90% of them are just the same system, just with a different box and different cartridges, so they weren't compatible.
Yeah. Well, the one they showed, the controller was actually the console itself.
Yeah.
So you had to... the console around.
Early Pong was like that.
Yeah.
And then they came up with the idea of wires that were permanently connected. That wasn't a great idea either. I mean, it's bad when you yank a controller out in the middle of a game, but it's worse when you knock the thing on the floor and break it.
Yeah, and the price of the games, too, were crazy. They're like $70 then for some of them.
Yeah.
The One system came out, it was always like buying... old videotapes when you had to buy them, like $100 for a game.
Yeah.
And I think about it, that's highway robbery, considering what the game is, just two little boom, boom, boom. I mean, people get pissed off now when you gotta pay $60 for a game.
Yeah.
At least, I guess...
Well, they cost more than ever to make.
Yeah, but, you know, comparing, it's not even apples to apples. It's like,
yeah.
Who would pay for that?
It's apples to Macintoshes.
Don't even start with that. The third reason here was you can't collect it,
mm-hmm.
which I agree with, because it is nice having a physical copy.
Yeah, and like the two broken Nintendos and the broken Genesis that I have.
Yeah, but I still like having CDs. I actually like physically having it.
Mm-hmm.
Not sure why, but I do. Then the other reason here. Oh, yeah, this is actually a really good point. No internet, no fun.
Yeah, because I know people that don't have broadband. Isn't that freaky?
Yeah, I didn't have broadband until like
a year ago. You had it at work.
Yeah, well, it's a little different. You can't watch porn at work.
Well,
you can without you might get fired then. But what's all this porn doing on your computer? I like to watch it.
I borrowed it.
But this makes perfect sense. I mean, you know, being online, if you want to play, that's fine. But if you want a new game, if you have no internet or no broadband, what the hell are you supposed to do?
Yeah. That was one thing with World of Warcraft. It really should have a single-player mode that you could do something offline.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes it is good just to play offline. I mean, I play online sometimes. It's fun, but sometimes it's good just... Actually, I really like playing online when I get hammered. It's pretty good. Especially if you play Grand Theft Auto, because it's the only way you can legally drink and drive. So if you're looking to drink and drive legally, that's the best way to do it. Then the final reason that he had here was the space. He called it the space race. That if you keep downloading stuff, eventually you're going to run out of space on whatever console, or maybe unless you have some massive storage device, then you got to start deciding whether or not you want to axe something.
And some things, like I bought a movie online once, and it recalls who I am. I just got to log into the site and I can re-download it at any time.
Yeah,
but that's not the way a lot of these games are.
No, they're not. And I bought some downloadable content. I bought that Grand Theft Auto expansion. And it seemed like a good idea, like right before I bought it. Then I bought it. Not that the game was bad or anything like that, but then I kept thinking, it's like, well, I just paid $20 for something that I actually don't own.
Yeah.
Because if that dies, that's it. You never get to play that game again.
Yeah.
The only thing you can have is fond memories when you're on your deathbed. I played that game. So that it just irritates me on some points of it, that it just makes it disposable when everyone's almost kind of like agreeing to it.
Yeah. The thing is it wouldn't be so bad if you could go back and download it again later for free.
Yeah.
Since you already paid for it.
Yeah. And on Xbox Live, they kind of... There's a lot of stuff there that is for free, but there's some stuff that just seems like price gouging and who wants to buy. And that like, add-on is actually the only thing I've ever bought. The rest of the stuff's been free.
Yeah.
And some of it I do like. I have the Netflix thing for my Xbox, which is awesome because I can use my Xbox as the device to my TV.
Yeah. Well, normally I watch movies sitting in front of my computer.
Yeah.
But most people don't do that.
No, I don't like to watch movies in front of my computer. And that actually works pretty good, the streaming to your Xbox TV. The quality is really good, actually.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not high def. I don't have a high def TV anyway.
Yeah.
A slightly clearer picture.
Yeah, the crap just leaps out of the screen.
Yeah, really. A slightly clearer picture? All right, well, do you have anything more to add to that?
No.
All right, well, let's move on then. To segment 4, which is our computer format wars.
All right.
Mac versus PC versus Linux.
Subtitled, Who Fucking Cares?
Yeah, I got to point out his notes here. It says specifically, who gives a shit what type of computer you use?
Yeah, cause my boss is some Apple fanatic, and it drives me fucking crazy. You know, I mean, he's talking about he wants to buy this Apple TV, this $400 box, so they can hook it up to his TV and watch streaming video off the internet. It's like, you've got a TV out on the back of your computer, all right? You've got an Apple notebook with a TV out on the back of it. Just plug that into your TV.
Yeah, I've seen those.
It's like, it's such a ripoff.
It's crazy. There's a big, speaking of Apple, there's a big case that the Supreme Court's supposed to judge on, either like in September or October, to see if you can legally jailbreak your iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're being sued because people want to put different apps on and not be forced to buy apps from iTunes, which makes sense.
Yeah, the company store.
Yeah. Because now, if you jailbreak it, it voids the warranty.
Yeah.
But there are more cooler apps, and every app that Apple sells, they make a 30% profit on.
Yeah. And that's the thing. They price gouge badly.
Yeah.
I mean, an Apple, the operating system costs the same as Windows.
Yeah.
$130, roughly. And the computer, there's nothing special about the hardware. It is an off-the-shelf PC.
Yeah.
And they put this $130 operating system on it and sell it for, you know, $500 more than what people sell PCs for.
Yeah, especially now since they're using Intel chips also.
Yeah, it is literally an off-the-shelf PC. There's nothing special about it. They do use slightly better quality components, from what I understand.
Yeah.
But you could just buy a better quality PC from somebody.
Yeah. Well, there is a difference for, like, $400 more than a PC.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, you could buy just maybe, like, a $100 more expensive PC and it with the same specs.
Yeah.
And it's basically exactly the same machine.
I think most people don't even care. I mean, you still... I don't know. I guess the Apple people are like hippies, you know.
Yeah. Well, it, you know, it's consumerism. I mean, there's brand loyalty and there's consumerism. I mean, I've got 4 GM products in the driveway and 3 of them even run.
Yeah.
So that's brand loyalty, but I'm not... It's not a part of me.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, if GM would have gone out of business recently, I wouldn't really have given a shit.
Yeah.
It's... You know, I'm glad they didn't for all the people's jobs and the fact that I can still get parts for it easily now.
Yeah.
But other than that, it's not a big deal. It's not a part of who I am. It's just a box, you know. It's just a computer. It's just a car.
So you're not that fanatical about it.
No, because I was there at one time. And we had those god-awful Commodore computers.
I know, you were like a slave to them.
Yeah, I know.
But they actually were good computers. You gotta get
Well, for their price, but they rapidly became obsolete. I mean, by the time I was putting an 040 card into the thing, it was probably time to give up.
Well, I remember when I went to that computer auction years ago, and, what was it? The big modem that you could buy was the 288. And it was selling that thing for close to $200, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was something outrageous.
I bought like a $100 33.6. That thing was great.
Yeah. Yeah, at the time.
No, I mean, that thing never got kicked offline.
Yeah.
It could get as noisy as you can imagine, and you would stay connected.
Yeah.
Whereas nowadays, modems are all software controlled.
Yeah.
And they don't have... A lot of them don't even have switches inside them. It's all electronic.
Yeah.
So they tend to blow out every couple months, every time there's the slightest thunderstorm. I mean, yeah, who unplugs their phone? I think you're supposed to. But I mean, you know, the little bit of noise on the line, they disconnect. You know, you have to buy a business class modem if you really want to get good guts nowadays. And then you're going to be paying like $200 or $300.
Yeah. I can remember when I finally got a 56K modem.
Oh, yeah. I can remember getting that 14.4.
Oh, my God, that's so fast.
Well, coming from 2400 to 14.4, that was huge.
Yeah. Of course, though, you weren't doing pictures or, you know,
yeah.
You were just doing text.
Well, back
basically.
Then, everybody, most people were still using like 9.6, and
yeah.
I had a 14.4. So I was actually running. The internet was basically built for people with 9.6s.
Yeah.
And
well,
I
bet you Eurocorn didn't have that 14.4.
I don't know.
We miss you, Eurocorn. Oh, good old Eurocorn. I sort of miss, though, the bulletin board systems, but I guess they're just message boards now.
Yeah.
Just more colorful.
Yeah, well, the thing is back then, there was always a risk that somebody could come to your house.
Yeah.
So you always had to at least be a little bit polite.
Yeah.
Whereas now, I mean, it's just frightening. I mean, I don't even read the comments on any website ever. I don't go to forums unless it's a moderated forum that's aggressively policed. Otherwise, it's just not worth it.
Yeah.
I have two F-bodies, right? So I go to, like, thirdgen.org. It's just a bunch of loudmouth teenagers. They don't know what they're talking about.
Yeah.
And they just flame each other. You go to something like FRRAX, and it's all adults. And even if you ask a stupid question, the worst they'll say is, you know, use the search function.
Yeah.
We've already answered that.
Yeah. Yeah, it depends, I guess, what site you're on. And some of the gaming sites or movies, the one movie site that I read a lot, which is Film Junk, that's pretty decent because you can comment. It's basically like a blog.
Yeah.
But then, you know, the comments are actually all pretty decent because everyone kind of weighs in, but they don't go on. The threads aren't, like, forever.
Yeah.
You know, people will disagree, but it's more like a friendly disagreeing. It's like, what are you doing liking this? You're crazy. Yeah. But,
we were talking about computers, weren't we?
Yeah, I think so. Oh, yeah, I guess we should.
Yeah, the elitism of Macintosh use. And Linux users are just as bad.
Yeah, well, I've never used Linux.
I use it.
Yeah.
It's nothing special. Well, I mean, you know how annoying it is on Windows where, you know, with Vista, you try to click on something. Do you want to run this program? Are you sure you want to run this program? Wait a minute. Do you want to run this program? It's like, yes. Well, that's what Linux is like.
Oh, okay.
On Vista, you can turn that off.
Yeah.
Linux, forget it. It's just built in.
I mean, I get it that certain people want to, you know.
It's nice having a free operating system for older computers.
Yeah. But when it comes to computers, you know, you always have your hardcore people, but then most people, they just want to get online and look at some stuff.
Yeah.
And they probably want to pay their bills and just do normal things.
Yeah.
Then probably would be 5%. And then 90% want to look at porn, download mm-hmm. a lot of porn. I mean, you don't even have to download porn anymore. And then the other 5% are hardcore. So face it, 90% of people online just want porn, accept it. Mm-hmm. So if you have a PC or a Mac, the porn all still looks the same.
Yeah. I did get my USB modem thing, broadband thing, to work under Unix. That was interesting.
Yeah.
Of course, it took forever, but I got it to work.
You have anything more to say on this topic?
Not really. I should have done some research, I think.
Yeah, maybe you should.
Yeah. Did you see the thing on Crack? You know, Mac versus PC. Either way, you're screwed when it breaks.
Yes. Yes. Which is true. I mean, if it breaks, it breaks.
Well, I mean, you're paying all that extra money for a Mac for, I mean, let's face it, Steve Jobs is just as big of an asshole as Bill Gates.
Yeah.
If not more so. And yet, when he comes up with ways to rip people off, everybody loves Steve Jobs for it. But when Bill Gates rips people off, they get upset.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, and I want to go back to porn for a second.
Okay.
What I think
have
is
you ever taken the little 15-second video clips and edited them together to make like 2 or 3 minutes long?
No, I've never done that.
Oh, you should sometime. I'll loan you my software.
What I could say about porn and the internet today, masturbation has been erased to a whole nother level.
Yeah, it's amazing how much of a big business internet porn is, and the fact that you can get tons of great porn without even paying for it. Why is it generating money?
I know. Well, apparently they're losing money.
Mm.
They claim.
Oh, yeah. Just like the businesses at Hollywood, you know, they claim that MASH never made any money. The biggest TV show in the history.
You know, you never hear about a movie studio having their books done.
Yeah.
And I've read somewhere that somebody really should check into how a movie studio runs their books, because I don't know if it's crooked or not, but...
Yes.
Yeah.
There's no question. Just, well, I mean, you know, unions. Of course, they have a vested interest, but they claim how, you know, oh, well, you know, the promotional budget for this was like $15 million, but how much of that went to, you know, this, we had to rent this special office in this building for, and it was like $1 million a day, yeah. Right? Who owns the building? The movie studio. So they're just hiding profits.
Yeah.
And they only pay taxes on their profits. I am surprised that the government's not all over them.
And it's such a cash cow. I mean, even if you just get into the basics, say like you make a movie for $60 million,
mm-hmm.
which is a pretty high budget for a movie. We make $60 million, and let's say at the most, you don't have a great run at the box office. Say you make $120 million, so you've made double,
mm-hmm.
which is good. Then factor in that a good percentage of those people are going to buy DVDs.
Yeah.
So now you have DVD sales.
And then the TV.
Yeah.
You get money from HBO.
Then if you have any type of tie-ins and things like mm-hmm. that, merchandise alone, it's crazy. I don't think you ever really lose money on a movie.
Yeah, even some of the low-budget indie films don't lose money.
No.
I mean, it's... The main problem is finishing the movie in a watchable state. If it's watchable and actually halfway decent, chances are you can make money on it.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no guarantees. It's not a cash cow to do an indie film, but...
Well, think about somebody that makes a small indie movie, and they make it for, say, $2 million, or even $1 million.
Well, that movie I saw in Philly, The Alien Factor, filmed in Baltimore.
Yeah.
Well, North Baltimore County. And it was obviously just shot in people's backyards. And it was obvious that what little budget they had went for the film and for the costumes.
Yeah.
No money for anything else. And it actually made a fair amount of profit.
Yeah.
I mean, not huge, but it made back all of its money and then some.
Yeah. Well, that's what matters, if you can make back your money.
Yeah.
But a movie studio, sometimes they'll buy these small indie films at these mm-hmm. festivals. And it was maybe $1 million. They pulled together $1 million and they made a movie. Then the studio picks up the rights to it. Then they release that, and maybe in the theaters they make $40 million.
Yeah.
That's all profit. That's hand over fist money.
Yeah.
Then DVDs. You could probably easily pull in $80 million off a movie that you paid probably $3 million for the rights for.
Well, don't forget the record labels. That's even a bigger ripoff.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the band pays to record the album. The band pays for all the promotion, and that comes out of their 5% of the profits.
Yeah, they gotta pay that back. That's why they do commercials and shit, so they can pay off their labels.
Yeah.
So if you're listening, kiddies, do everything yourself if you can.
Yeah.
Even though it's tough.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just crazy how much... And sometimes when I go to the movies, I get mad because I'm thinking how much money they're making. Because, the worst offenders are the goddamn kids' movies.
Yeah.
They make this fucking pile of shit mm-hmm. that you could just...
It's they're actually not as bad as they were.
No.
I mean, most recent kids' movies, I haven't watched any kids' movies.
It's like anything. There's a couple gems out there, but... To see the couple of gems.
But remember, to get back to the 80s, when they had stuff like Rainbow Bright, that was nothing but an hour-long commercial in the theater.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, that was pretty much all kid video was just commercials. Other than, like, the Muppets.
The Transformers movie is a big, long commercial for GM.
Yeah.
Both of them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the first one was basically to sell the new Camaro.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it does look good and stuff, but...
Yeah. Well, all my racer friends are like, why did you buy that stupid thing? I mean, my Camaro fanatic friends are not buying it for some, because it's 4,000 pounds, it's too long. And, I mean, it's got a smaller wheel opening than a third gen, so you can't put big wheels on it.
Are they putting a V8 in that, or is that a 6?
Oh, yeah. Well, first of all, the 6 is pretty shit-kicking.
Yeah.
I mean, the V6 is making, like, the same horsepower as the V8 Mustang.
Yeah.
And almost as much torque. It's direct fuel injected. That thing is killer.
Yeah.
But the V8 is also really good. but it's 4,000 pounds.
Yeah.
Who's going to buy a 4,000-pound performance car? You know, all the people that bought the GTO? Maybe one of those two guys lost his job since then.
Yeah. It's crazy. Oh, that's right, we were talking about kids' movies.
Oh, yeah.
Well, anyway, with the kids' movies and making money, it's the same thing. I mean, they just pile this crap together, and, like, and the whole celebrity voice thing is irritating, too.
Yeah.
Like, starring such and such. You're not really starring, and it's your voice.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of good, because typically, you know, you want a good actor, and if you're a good actor, you're typically a good voice actor.
Yeah, I could agree with you on that.
So, and let's not forget that names sell.
Yeah. But, I mean, a movie, the perfect example is G-Force.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's going to be a lot of mouth breathers that go out and see it and say, yeah, oh, this is a good movie. And
I waited in line for tickets. But not for G-Force.
It was G-Spot Force you're waiting to see. But they'll spend whatever they spent to make it, then the merchandise alone and the DVDs. You know what, if you buy that movie, consider tasing yourself. There, I said it. Well, I guess we should finally wrap up, huh?
Okay.
All right, well,
It's only been about 5 minutes per segment.
Oh, really?
Just, yeah, we've had about 15 segments, though.
Well, how long have we gone for, then?
52 minutes and 4 seconds.
Oh, that's actually pretty good.
Yeah, we could probably make this 2 shows. Maybe 3.
Well, let's stop and take a break. Let's wrap this up. Well, hold on. Let me. I'll end the show.
Okay.
I'll wrap it up and take a break. How's that sound?
Okay.
All right, well, that'll do it for this episode. And I don't know, I guess we'll do another one. See you later. I'm Ron.
And I'm Dave.
We'll see you next time on The Aggressive Couch.
And don't play with yourself.